talking today with Amy Wilson. Amy is a 2008 Miss Rodeo America from Northwest Kansas. And Amy, you know, tell me a little bit about, obviously, your involvement as Miss Rodeo America shows you've got some love for rodeo. Tell me about your involvement and how you've kind of grown up in this particular sport.
Well, I grew up on a farm and ranch with my parents and five siblings, and so I did all kinds of farm chores, and in addition to that, was involved in 4-H. And I've just always loved horses. My favorite place has always been on the back of a horse. So running barrels, breakaway roping, helping with the cattle with my horses was my favorite. And so being a rodeo queen was a great opportunity for me to help educate other people about the sport and let them know about our Western heritage and the traditions that make it so great. So it was just a really fun opportunity to even be more involved in the sport of rodeo. And of course, that led up to me being blessed to be Miss Rodeo America for a year and get to travel all over the country and even to Canada, not only promoting rodeo, but agriculture, which is just huge in our world.
Now, tell me about your year as Miss Rodeo America. What all were you responsible for, and what were you able to accomplish, you think?
Well, my title is actually Miss Rodeo America, but it's also the First Lady of Professional Rodeo. So I traveled to rodeos and several other events just promoting the sport of rodeo, the Professional Rodeo Cowboys Association, the Miss Rodeo America organization, all of our sponsors, and the cowboys and cowgirls. So it was a great opportunity to be at the rodeo and promote it there, but also to take it to people who couldn't come to the rodeo, schools, nursing homes, that sort of thing as well.
Now, you obviously growing up on a farm, you've had the opportunity to be involved with livestock competition, and that's really what you're here in Oklahoma City for this week is the Oklahoma Youth Expo. Got over 6,000 young people that are here. You can relate to them very well, right?
I can. I really enjoyed showing cattle, hogs, sheep, horses, all of that in 4-H, and so it's fun to be here. My younger siblings are still involved in 4-H and still showing, and I just think it's great what it does for these kids, helping them, you know, purchase an animal and take care of it and manage it and then show it and be successful and sell it, that sort of thing. So it's a great program, and it's fun to be a part of this and the support that Express Ranches gives to it.
Now, as we think about the competition, both rodeo as well as our livestock competition, we've got folks that don't particularly agree with animal agriculture these days, really want to change it dramatically, the folks like the Humane Society of the U.S. and others. How do you respond to folks that maybe question the humane treatment or the proper treatment of animals in both the sport as well as, like, you know, in a livestock competition?
I just think it's unfortunate that they haven't had the opportunity that we have to grow up with livestock and understand the importance of it and how to treat them and how to take care of them, and that God put them on this earth for us to do that. And so it's just unfortunate in that aspect, and unfortunately you're not going to be able to change their minds too many times. But I think if they were to step into our boots and get to be a part of it and experience it, they would love it just as much as we do.
At the same time, it's important for them to understand that the animals are very, very much on the mind of the people, the young people, of the adults, everybody involved. They really are concerned about the well-being of these animals.
Exactly. You know, just being at the Express Ranch's heifer calf sale the other day and seeing the kids and how much they loved going out and picking out their favorite and then spending the money to purchase that prized animal, you know they're going to take great care of it, and they're going to take a lot of pride in what they do because they want it to look great. Just like in rodeo, we want our animals to perform to the very best. And our horses aren't just animals. They're our best friends. We have an actual relationship with the livestock, and it's the same way in showing. So we take the ultimate care of those animals.